B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, 11:31, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for Anthony. Anthony off today. He will be back on Monday, but right now we're going to head to the Comcast Business Hotline, bounce forward, and speak to a great, great writer, PhiladelphiaInquirer.com. Inquirer, of course, the great Keith Pompey. Keith, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, what's good, man? How you been?
I'm doing good. I got to ask, before we get into the Harden and Simmons stuff, you know, because that's obviously the biggest reason why we're talking today, what was it like in the Wells Fargo Center on Tuesday night? I know you were there in Orlando with the, you know, with the bubble and covering the team mm-hmm. down there, but this is different, man. This was a basketball arena. This was the Wells Fargo Center. What was it like Tuesday night?
Hey, I actually enjoyed it. I mean, I think the Sixers did a great job. You know, it's funny because I reached out to a couple people afterwards, and I told them I kind of liked the atmosphere that they had. I mean, it was funny because, like, they had the cheerleaders, they had the dance squad, they had the guys who do the drummers. Like, they were up on a concourse overlooking things. And the way they had it set up for the media, like, the seats weren't bad at all. You saw, like, a lot of the Sixers executives there. So it was, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, it was a whole lot better than what I thought. It was going to be, you know, with the COVID and all that other stuff. It was better than being in the bubble to me.
Really? I
mean, so, and that's just, yeah.
Did it feel like summer league almost?
Summer league. Cause you know, summer league, like, here's the thing about summer league. You get hyped up for summer league.
Yeah.
And then you go there and you see a couple of dudes, you're like, oh, dang, man, he can't play.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is, you saw bona fide NBA guys. And again, now don't get me wrong. The bubble was a nice setup, but you got to realize it wasn't a quite NBA arena. You know what I mean? Like, this
right.
is where kids play AAU. So the arenas were smaller, but the thing that I liked about this was, it's like, and you didn't have like, it wasn't like a home court. Like, the Sixers turned this into like a distinct home court. Like, even when the Celtics were announced, they were like booing them. Like, you know what I mean? The boos like, you know, the crowd noise blowed up. So I thought it was cool.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Glad you enjoy yourself, Keith. And plus, you didn't have much traffic leaving. I'm sure that was the best part, right?
That was the greatest part.
Yeah, I got you. Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline, bounce forward. So the big reason we're talking today is the latest rumors that came out yesterday. You know, Adrian Wojnarowski, Shams Charania both reporting that now Ben Simmons is on the table in trade talks. Daryl Morey then immediately comes out afterward and says that they're not moving on from Ben Simmons. Your feel, Keith, and from the people that you've spoken to, is Ben Simmons actually on the table, and is there still some real talks that James Harden could be a member of the Sixers?
I mean, there's some real talks, but here's the thing. Like, this is how these trades go, or trade discussions go. Like, typically when, you know, teams, general managers, presidents, they all have to do their due diligence, and they call and they ask. And the initially, it's like the conversation will go, say, hey, is it true that you guys want to get rid of them? And they'll say, yeah. And then, well, what will it take? Well, we want Ben Simmons, and we want 3 first-round picks. And then it's like, oh, thanks for the phone call.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not giving you 3 first-round picks for that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, like, you got to realize something. You know, Shams and them and Woj, as great as they are, there was a guy by the name of Jerome Wiseman who actually broke that story on Monday.
Right.
And, you know, so it was the story. It just seemed as if he had detail, and then other other publications came out and basically confirmed it. So then it took off. Now, again, I understand Daryl Morey came out and said what he said. But what else do you expect them to say
exactly.
right now? You know what I mean? You don't want Ben Simmons to, you don't want to like destroy that relationship if he doesn't get traded. But I'm here to say, like, you know, you have to at least look into it. You have to see what goes on. Now, will they pull the trigger? Who knows? But as far as like them being on the phone talking to the Rockets, do I believe that? Yeah, I believe it.
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So, I mean, if you were to pull the trigger, I mean, Keith, the season starts in 5 days, right? So, is this something that would happen any second now? Is this something that could happen the first week in the season? Remember, that trade for Jimmy Butler a few years ago, that wasn't at the trade deadline. That was early on in the season. Or is this something that you think would be more suitable as a deadline deal if there were a trade?
I don't think you can get it done at the deadline right about now. So here's the thing, like, you would have to, now here, whenever you see, it's funny, like, a lot of times stuff is getting leaked. A lot of stuff is getting leaked from Houston, right? They're saying what they want to do. So basically what they're saying is, hey, look, if y'all, whoever wants James Harden, you guys better put your best offer together right now, because we're trying to make a deal. So, and when stuff comes out and when you hear like, okay, it's no longer the Sixers and Brooklyn. There's other teams involved. Well, basically, that's the message to the Sixers and Brooklyn saying, right, hey, look, if y'all are trying to do something, you better hurry up and do it, because James may not be here by the start of the season. So, yeah, I think that, you know, it could be something that can happen rather sooner than later. And that's what people are saying now, rather sooner than later. But you have to believe that message is for the teams who they really want to make deals with. They want them to come to the table and hurry up and do what they can to get James.
So when I saw that initial report on Monday, the Ben Simmons and three first round picks, I couldn't have said no fast enough. Now, when it all first started, before they constructed the roster that it was with additions of Seth Curry and Danny Green, I was ready to move on, and I love Ben Simmons, but I was ready to move on from Ben Simmons because I thought you needed a scorer, and that's what James Harden could bring you. The way the roster's constructed now, I'm a little more hesitant. But three first-round picks and Ben Simmons, no way I'm doing it. Is there any way with this, remember that story that came out earlier this week on ESPN.com about James Harden, his practice habits, flying to Vegas on off days, having final say, moving on from players. Is this something that could lower his value, and might it take not Ben Simmons but other players? I know the Rockets want a king's ransom, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's part of it. Like, see, here's the thing. It's kind of like I'm going to use the word posturing because I really don't have a better word to use. Excuse me. I'm just like it's like, you know, I'm just got that midday brain cramp, whatever.
Right,
but
right.
So yeah, so this is what happens. So yeah, like stuff gets leaked, and what it does is it kind of lowers James Harden's trade value. So if a team is saying, like, yo, we want three first-round picks, well, dude, why am I going to give you three first-round picks for a dude who was destroying the culture of your organization? I don't want to bring him in here. I'm not going to give you three first-round picks for that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, to me, like, it's funny how that gets leaked. And then the next day, some other stuff gets leaked. You know what I mean? So I think that's just part of, like, you know, the process that they're going through right now to get them. Like, do they want that out? No, they don't want that out. But at the same time, with that stuff getting out, with the fact that James, you know, doesn't want to be there, the season is starting. James is probably going to become, you know, right now he's not publicly saying stuff. Stuff is being saying according to sources, but what's going to happen is the longer he stays, he'll probably sit at the podium and he'll say, I don't want to be here anymore. I just don't like it here. You know what I mean? And if that happens, then all of a sudden his stock is going to get lower and lower and lower, and then it's going to mess up the culture with the team. And then all of a sudden they're really going to want to get rid of him. So
do you believe there's a chance that Harden comes to Philly, but Simmons and Embiid are both still on the Sixers? It looks like Embiid's untouchable, but now Simmons is rumored to be on the table. Is there a strong chance that Harden is a member of the Sixers with Simmons and Embiid?
I never say never. I'll never say never, but, like, when you look at Ben Simmons, You know, it's kind of sort of, you know, like it's hard to make a trade with the Sixers for a James Harden type, and you don't include Ben Simmons.
Right.
Now, maybe you can get a third team involved, but it's hard. I mean, it's hard to do it because, you know, typically the only time you trade a superstar is for when you get another superstar in return. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got the two superstars on the Sixers team are Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. I don't see anyone else moving the needle, so to speak. Now, maybe they can get a third team involved, but I just don't see it. I don't see it.
All right, last one for you, Keith, before I let you go and you enjoy your weekend, enjoy the second and final preseason game tonight. As currently constructed, I've been asking the audience this today. Are the Sixers NBA championship contenders as currently constructed with the roster that they have? Yes, no, they need Harden, or no, but I don't want James Harden. Where do you think the Sixers kind of stand in the NBA with this current roster?
I'm just saying no. Like, I don't know if you actually need James Harden to do it. I think that, you know, you need a guy who you need a perimeter guy who can come in there. Like, you need a Jimmy Butler type. You need a James Harden type. You know what I mean? So James Harden isn't the only person, but you need that type of player to help you get over the hump. But I don't, when I look at this roster right now, I can't say that they're NBA championship ready. No, they missed that guy. Like, you know, at the end of the game, who mm-hmm. are you giving the ball to?
Yep.
I mean, who? Like, people don't know. Like, they say Joel Embiid, but everything has to go right when you give the ball to a center. Everything has to. So, you know, to my question is, the Sixers has a lot of unanswered questions for me to say that this team is NBA championship ready.
Keith, I appreciate your time as always, man. We'll keep on reading you on in the Inquirer at Inquirer.com. And enjoy yourself tonight. And the season starts in a couple days, man. Enjoy it.
All right, buddy. Thanks for having me on the show, man.
Of course. Anytime. Thanks, Keith. That's Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward, baby.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.